News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent, is with us to talk about the ban on social media for under 16s in Australia and the data that would suggest that it is going tremendously badly. Before that, I was speaking to Claire Byrne, who asserts that she has planted those freebie discount bulbs that fell off the back of the truck.
She didn't know what they were.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I said, Pixar, it didn't happen. She sent me that picture. Do you believe that's actually, I think she just scraped that off the internet and it's just a very fancy orchid, because that is
AI.
Spectacular, isn't it?
That
it
is
can't
AI.
Be that. I don't believe it.
It's
I think we're
going
to have to make her
lily.
Bring it in. Is it?
It's a gorgeous lily. I have one in my front garden that I sweated tears over trying to get to look that good.
She maintains she got that on the cheap. Don't believe it.
What?
Now,
that's incredible.
To the social media ban. Yes. Under 16s in Australia were banned from using social media. The idea was that this would be policed by the social media giants, mm-hmm. who were the ones who would be punished if the teens continued to use the platforms. Data suggests that 85% of teens continuing to use the platforms.
What a massive flop. This is something that, and I'm sure people feel like they have heard us talking about this, but this was a significant move. For as long as I can remember, we've been talking about needing to put manners on big tech. For the longest time, they only adhered to their own community standards. So when Australia came out and said, we are going to ban under 16s and make the internet safer for young people, it was heralded as this bright new dawn.
And a precedent set for nations around the world and pressure therefore on everybody else to follow suit.
It absolutely started this domino effect. And when the ban came in December, there was a lot of pushback from the big tech companies. There was also there were also multiple forums telling Australian teens how to get around the ban, even though they didn't need that. And now we're almost 7 months on, and research shows that, as you said, 85% of under 16s are using social media. And what's more, the research also shows that the amount of screen time has not reduced dramatically either for those age cohorts. Because again, the thinking was social media is the only reason they're on the phones, but that's not actually true. And the government is coming under such pressure now. They have announced in recent days that they are going to double the maximum penalty for platforms in breach of the ban to $99 million, which is a significant fine. However, when you look into the data and you also look at what's happening on the ground here, it seems that, and I hate to be the I told you so person, but we did say it multiple times, an outright ban does not work when your only metric is the age verification
now,
on the platform.
Okay, well let's come to the technicalities of how they get around it in a second. But there's a text already coming in saying things like, I don't believe it's fair to say that the ban didn't work, as it will take at least a dozen years before we see the true benefits of what I believe is sound and proper legislation. So there were two main arguments aside from the immediate legal impact of the ban. One, it would give parents imprimatur. They'd be able to say to the kids, that's illegal, you can't do it. I don't care if Johnny down the road does, you're not allowed to have it. And two, it would create a generational shift where the kids who are now 3 and 4 years of age will grow up knowing it's not acceptable, and therefore it may take a while, but we'll get there. What of those arguments?
Again, on paper and in theory, absolutely. And that's an ideal world. But we don't live in an ideal world. We live in a world where social media has been ingrained not only in the children's lives, but in the parents and indeed the grandparents' lives as well. So this notion that on whatever date in December, you could flip a switch and anyone under the age of 16 would not have access is farcical. It's also, and this is the fundamental issue, and that's why Ireland's approach to this, in my opinion, is a better approach. What they were saying in Australia is you will not get access to the platform, and it's up to the platform to ensure that if you are under the age of 16, you would not get on. The Australian government are now saying to the platforms to verify and prove that they have made efforts to try and ban under 16s from the platform, essentially putting IDs forward. A lot of people
but
are saying...
You see, here's the thing though, Jess. And now, I know you did call it accurately, but I will still give you the same opposition that I
Good.
Gave you at the time. I am not as cynical and jaundiced as you have clearly been.
And
I would be of the belief that if you look at the precedent, if it is to do with, let's say, copyright infringement, social media companies have made very clear they can act instantly if there's copyright infringement. If it is to do with matters that pertain to things like child sexual imagery, they have made clear they can act instantly. So the capacity is there for them to do it. So surely the issue isn't that the ban doesn't work, it's that the ban just needs to be bigger.
But how can they go about enforcing? So say, for example, if I was your child, because you're significantly older than me, just a little dig back for the dig that you took at me. So say, for example, I was your child and I wanted to be on social media. All I would need to do is set up an account, get your driver's license or one of your IDs, use your ID to verify my account, and I can still go about posting whatever it is that I fancy, engaging with whatever I fancy. All you need to do is something like that.
But when I then find that out, I go to my local Australian police constable and I say, this is what has happened and the social media company has allowed this to occur, and they take it to whoever is their version of the people that used to be above the Landis down in Portlaoise, and they then go and find them £1 billion.
By which time your child, me, is 21 and it's too long. The Irish approach, and I want to take a bit of a second just to explain the Irish approach, because I do think the Irish approach, as I understand it and has been spoken about up to this point, is rather than banning anyone under the age of 16 and putting the onus on the platforms to verify that people are 16, they're going to create the digital verification, the age verification that's going to be on the device, ingrained in the device. So, for example, on my phone, I need to, for me to access any of the services, not just social media, I will need to have my ID associated with that account. And it ensures that, and then it puts the onus on the platforms to say, well, if this person is under the age of 16, they can see this ring-fenced part of social media. Bans, outright bans, there's always going to be a workaround unless it's ingrained in the kernel, the DNA, the very function of the phone, which is what the Irish suggestion is looking at. And to me, it makes a hell of a lot more sense, because what we know for sure is that, you know, in our online safety code, in an Australian's online safety code as well, there are 10 listed platforms. But anybody on the street can tell you that bad content online doesn't exist just on 10 platforms. You can end up on a multitude of apps, on a multitude of websites. And what this would see, that you, your age is verified when you are going online. Therefore, you're not going to see more harmful content. And I say it every time, as somebody who wasn't the smartest, the funniest, the sportiest in school, I was the techie person. And if I was to be banned from engaging online because I was 14, I wouldn't have found my tribe. And I think that is something that we need to acknowledge as well. There are positives and there are good things that can come from young people being
online.
Yes, but
we still have recommender apps that we know are driven by that which makes people most irked. We know all of the stats about how quickly you can get to inappropriate content, all of which is controllable by social media giants who are incentivized not to control it because it is economically advantageous for them to maintain the status quo.
Yeah, and I think, again, if Ireland stays on the track that we are on at the moment, the onus will be on the big platforms to ensure, like, I've seen multiple calls for the recommender algorithm to be turned off for under 16s. That's something we should lobby for. So it should be a case that little Johnny and little Mary can see the pictures that they posted from whatever they were up to over the weekend, because it was a recent thing.
But is there a real politic element to this, which is that the social media giants, apart from proving that they can act when they want to, when it's things like copyright legislation, they have also proven that they are very good at licking a finger, sticking in the air and seeing whether or not this pressure is material or is performative. If you look what happened with Grok, when it was Elon Musk was allowing it to do the sexual expression, nudification images, that got acted upon because it evidently had the whiff of this is something that is going to be followed by regulatory enforcement if you don't act. And that was evident.
Yeah. And I think what we're seeing now is that was something that was very clear. It was very apparent. You didn't need to have any technical knowledge to understand what was happening there was completely wrong on a multitude of levels. The issue in my, again, in my opinion, is that for the longest time, we had people who didn't fully understand how these platforms work. When they called the big platforms in for questioning here and in the US and in other parts of the world, again, they were being outsmarted because we didn't fully understand what was going on. None of these tech companies will ever let us lift up the bonnet and see what's actually going on. So what we can do now is build on the momentum, but I will stand by it for as long as I can. I do not think an outright ban works. And I think the case of Australia is the prime example.
Now, you suggested that there would be a thing that is embedded in the device that shows the age of the person or that has a digital ID attached to it, a text to say, we, the people, will not stand for ID-based verification. We will not allow Big Brother to overlord our lives. Because isn't that the other side of it, which is if you want to have a digital ID that verifies you for social media, it definitively gives everybody a forced governmental ID for social media use.
Yes, but again, as I understand it, it won't be Anton Savage wants to go onto Facebook. It's user 123456 wants to get onto this app. User 123456 is over the age of 16. There's an invisible handshake. They're not handing over personal data. All of this will be done localized on your phone. So I completely understand, and I anticipate you will be hosting many of these debates over the coming months on this program about whether or not the digital age verification is the right thing to do. But if you think back to, and I had this debate myself multiple times during the pandemic, when we had, you know, the COVID tracker app, and it was able to alert you if somebody nearby had tested positive, that was done with an invisible handshake. And so although the technology is slightly different, it's the same sort of theory. No mass amount of data is being passed across. They won't be tracking your movements. It's literally like getting an ID check at a bar.
I'm not that much older than you.
You're significantly younger.
Jess Kelly, thanks very much. That's it for us this morning. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 7. Anything you missed, newstalk.com is where you can find it, or of course on the Go Loud app.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.